Well, Peter Schiff, chairman of Schiff Gold, located at schiffgold.com, author of several bestsellers, nationally syndicated radio host. Peter Schiff, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me back on.
How's the weather in Las Vegas? I presume warm and dry.
Still stuck in Vegas. I was supposed to fly home tonight, but the flight got canceled and back in my hotel.
We wish you some good luck there. Did want to ask you about the precious metals market. You know, we've had a couple of really solid weeks. Now things look a little better, but you know, the CRB index, not so hot. So we've got some mixed signals. What's going on?
There's some weakness in the U.S. economy, and so that takes some of the demand out of the equation. But ultimately, I think if the dollar stays weak, and it's my belief that it will, it's going to push up global demand for commodities, and commodity prices will move up. Eventually, gold's got to break out here. You know, I'm actually a little bit surprised that given how weak the dollar has been, and of course, most people didn't expect this weakness. I mean, I've been, talking about it for a while, but I mean, Wall Street's been very, very long the dollar, very convinced that the dollar was going up, and it's been done nothing but go down this year. And based on how weak the dollar was, I mean, last week it was very weak. You'd have thought we'd had an even bigger move up in gold than we did. But at least we're back above 1250. You know, we held 1200. We never got below it. We never actually even got to 1200. And now we're back at 1250, and so we'll see if we can make up to 1300 and see what happens next.
Okay, give us an idea on the precious metals equities. You know, we see the NASDAQ S&P hitting record highs, Dow regularly, some rotation there. Are we going to continue to see rotation into the precious metals equities?
Well, I mean, the equities didn't enjoy much of a pop this last week, even with the strength in gold. But, of course, when the gold price dropped over the last several weeks, gold stocks actually hung in there pretty tough. So it didn't seem like there was that much downside in them. They didn't really move thus far. So I think that gold traders are still convinced that gold's probably headed lower and it's still locked in a range. So I think we're going to have to see some more upside before we start to get some real conviction buying in those names. But I think once it happens, I mean, once people really see what's going to happen to the price of gold, I think these stocks go way up. So we've been buying, and I've been telling my clients to buy. You know, I've got a gold fund, the Euro Pacific Gold Fund, EPGFX. Is a fund that just invests in gold mining companies, and I think they're the real sleeper stocks. I mean, they had a great year last year. That ended the bear market. You know, we had last year was the turnaround year for the gold stocks. Everything started strong. You know, we had a weak finish to the year because all of a sudden everybody started talking about less regulation. The dollar went up, gold went down. All that was a bunch of nonsense. We're starting to unwind that. In fact, the dollar has lost all of the gains. I do think the gold stocks are going to continue to build on the gains they made last year.
You know, I have to give you at least a couple of kudos for nailing the dollar collapse. I mean, to what do you attribute that?
The dollar's lost about 10% from its January high, right? Because the dollar rose, the dollar index, between Trump's election victory and his inauguration. You had about a 6% rise in the dollar index. And then since the inauguration, it's now dropped 10%. But it's still way up there. I mean, it's still not too far from a 15-year high. So the dollar's still high, but it's going a lot lower, and it's got a long way to fall. And I do think eventually it's going to fall through the floor. So I think a collapse is coming, and I think people need to prepare for it.
Yeah, but what's going to break the greenback? You know, it's the reserve currency. How does that change?
Well, it's the reserve currency for now, and I think that's one of the things that's going to change. Eventually, it won't be the reserve currency. You know, how that transition is going to take place, whether it's going to be more of an abrupt thing or something that continues gradually, it's hard to say, but I think it's going to happen. And when it does, that's a game changer for the global economy. Certainly, it'll be a big game changer for Americans because America benefits from this privilege. And when the privilege is gone, so will the benefits. And the benefits are that you get to live beyond your means. Americans get to consume all sorts of stuff, but we don't have to produce it. That's the hard part, building the factories, dealing with the pollution, making the stuff. Instead, we just get it shipped to us for nothing. And so that's, part of having the reserve currency. The other part is interest rates are artificially low because everybody wants to make loans in your currency. So Americans get to consume stuff that they didn't produce, and we get to borrow a lot of money that nobody in America saves. So we basically ride on a global gravy train. Well, when the dollar is no longer the reserve currency, we're kicked off the gravy train. Now we got to go it on our own. Now we got to produce to consume. Now we got to save to borrow. And this is going to be a game changer. It's going to be a big drop in the standard of living for the vast majority of Americans.
Yeah, it's going to be a big game changer. Look at the ECB and the Fed head both talking about getting hawkish and everything. But in the final analysis, Fed futures are showing very little chance of higher rates, that we may not see anything till next summer. What does that mean, for precious metals investors?
I mean, I think precious metals are going up. As I said, it's been, we've been waiting for a long time. And, you know, they've delayed the day of reckoning. They've been kicking this can down a really, really long road, right? But we're running out of road, and, you know, people just take advantage of the fact that gold is still cheap. Silver is still cheap. Just keep buying it and don't go overboard. I mean, you know, you don't want to just only own gold and silver, but it should be a percentage of your portfolio. And if your portfolio is going up, gold is going down as a percentage of that portfolio, then you can, you know, top it up. And if you're earning more money, now you have a bigger portfolio. So you can accumulate, you know, more metal. Closed-end fund. It's an open-ended fund.
You've got a really good, you know, and I'm going to call it an ETF here, but a fund. I'd like to just give people an idea why they should consider, instead of throwing darts, why go with your fund?
Well, I mean, I got Adrian Day manages it for me, and Adrian has been a professional gold stock manager for over 30 years. And the gold mining industry itself, I mean, there's more landmines than gold mines out there. You got to know what you're doing, especially if you're going into the exploration companies, you know, the juniors. So you need a guy who really knows his stuff, who knows the industry. You know, not anybody can pick a gold stock. I mean, so you need to really have a professional, and you have to build a diversified portfolio. Because again, you know, gold can go way up, but you could buy the wrong stock and, you know, you go to zero. So I think when it comes to gold stocks, you want to diversify, but you don't want to just buy everything. Like just you're buying an ETF. You want to use your brain, or you want to hire somebody to use their brain who has the right brain, who knows the industry, knows the mining industry, knows all the players, right? Understands how it works and has been in it for a long time. So I think, you know, I think, you know, you're going to do a lot better with our fund than just taking your chances and picking them by yourself.
Lastly, on equities, you know, Americans just can't get enough for their tech stocks. Does this end well? Are we looking at a year 2000.com?
It's not going to end well. It's a bunch of mindless index chasing, people buying the most overvalued stocks, and so they get even more expensive. Yeah, you know, I think that people are going to lose money in the market. You know, they're going to lose money in the bond market, they lose money in real estate market. I mean, the only reason they may not is because they print so much money that nobody loses any money. Instead, the money loses value. But, you know, either way, you gotta invest abroad. You gotta, you know, do what I'm doing. I'm investing in stocks around the world, you know, in the countries that I think represent real safe havens relative to other countries. And I'm buying good assets, utilities and telecom and property trusts and locking up dividends and quality currencies, or at least currencies that are not as bad as the major currencies. And of course, you know, we got gold in our portfolio. We got silver and we got mining stock.
Peter Schiff, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.